And now, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay, he's a successful entrepreneur, published author, top listing agent, a real estate and finance expert that goes to bat for you every day as a consumer advocate. Your host and the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rhymes.
And yes, welcome to the Consumer Quarterback Show, always helping you understand your buying decisions, making you more street smart here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. We've got a great lineup for you. As always, Gunnar Brennecke on the Consumer Quarterback Show. He's our home security and automation expert, Guardian Protection, a home security company here in Tampa Bay. Also, Jenny Restrepo in the house. She's got a really unique story and a situation out of Broward County dealing with home ownership rights and what to do when you actually have this title theft that happens. Sometimes title theft happens, and then the burden of proof is on the victim. They're actually looking at maybe changing that to where it's an easier process, streamlining and fast-tracking that process for people that have been in that position. So we're going to dive deep into a couple of those stories. Also, Tucker Carlson in the news a lot lately. We're going to play a clip from Elon Musk's Twitter regarding the Tucker Carlson latest from him. And before we do, we always like to feature our real estate listings live on air. It's part of our strategy to help sellers sell faster for more money here in Tampa Bay. We're a top 100 ranked real estate team, Keller Williams Realty, the number one real estate company on the planet, with over $2 billion in sales locally just out of our three offices. So we got a hot listing here at 3704 Berger Road in Lutz, Florida. This is a $2.4 million listing from the Platinum MVP team, Livian Coastal Elite. And we've got 3704 Berger Road, 10,000 square foot home. This is 10 bedrooms, 12 baths, no CDD or HOA. You've got an indoor pool area with a full bar and an oversized deck. Beautiful property. Check out the photography online. Compliments of Fabre Frameworks. They do such a great job with our real estate photography. Full tennis court, library, movie theater, sauna, two master suites, grand balcony, and more. Berger Road, Lutz, Florida, one of our hot Hillsborough County listings. Beautiful mansion right up in North Tampa Bay area there. We also have a property in Lakeland. We've got very motivated sellers here at Edgewater Beach Drive, 1312 Edgewater Beach Drive in Lakeland. This is a waterfront, lakefront home, so you can bring your boat. You got a beautiful boat dock. This is a two-story home on Lake Parker, over 3,000 square feet, four bedrooms, three and a half bath, no HOA restrictions. Wood-burning fireplace in the living room, beautiful pool deck, fire pit, move-in ready. Great property in Polk County, 1312 Edgewater Beach Drive, Lakeland, Florida. And you can see all of our listings at PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com. And yeah, I'm racing my class to those saving our ass overseas. And I want to do a quick shout-out to our friends at Innovative Solar, FL.com, Innovative Solar. If you're thinking about adding solar onto your property, reach out to Innovative Solar. They do a great job here locally in Tampa Bay, residential or commercial properties, and the price of solar has come down significantly over the years. So I highly recommend Innovative Solar, FL.com. Let them know the Real Estate Quarterback sent you. All right, Jenny, welcome back.
Thanks for having me again.
Hey, my pleasure. And I appreciate you doing some research and having really, you know, awesome stories to bring to the show and kind of educating our audience out there. So tell me about this new ownership rights and some of the issues that happen.
Sure. Usually I come with all of the bad news about all of the crime and fraud that's going on. And this is adjacent to that. But I found this article in the South Florida Sun Sentinel. And it quoted the Chief Justice for Broward County said the process for homeowners to restore their ownership rights after being victims of fraud is reprehensible. Mm. That was the quote in the article. Wow. And so what they are trying to do through the Broward court system is create a more streamlined process so that if you do become a victim of title fraud, that there is a set process, that it is streamlined, and that it's not going to be months and months going through the legal system, hiring attorneys, basically spending money to get your own home back.
Right. Yeah, because on previous shows, we talked about if you're not sure what Jenny's kind of referring to there, a lot of the records are kept online, and there's criminals out there. There was a gentleman by the name of Matt Cox. He's kind of rehabilitated, you know, criminal, but now you see him on TV doing commercials for some of these other, you know, big companies that will, you know, help you or prevent the title fraud, kind of like a credit check, kind of one of those systems. But there's ways that these guys can go in online and create false documents and record documents and things of that nature. I don't want to peel back the onion too much and give anybody ideas. But the next thing you know, as a homeowner, what happens, Jenny? You look up and all of a sudden your home's in somebody else's name, or maybe a moving truck shows up to your home one day.
Or you're getting evicted from your own house. Mm-hmm. All of these terrible things can happen. And I know it's like people think, oh, when identity fraud first came out, well, no one can be me. I'm me.
Yeah.
No one can steal my house. I live in it. It's attached to the ground.
Right.
But unfortunately, they can. And included in that story was that the Broward County Property Appraiser's Office has put together a task force to help start looking for some of these red flags, because some of the things that you may not be aware of is almost all of our records are online, and almost all of these fraudulent documents can be recorded electronically and remotely. And there is no one at the clerk's office that is reviewing it to see, oh, this doesn't look right, or maybe this doesn't see, they're not cross-referencing right. Any data, nothing. So really, as long as you format it properly and pay the fees, then they'll record it.
Just rubber stamp it.
Rubber stamp it. So what can you do? I mean, that's, now I said all these bad things, but what can you do to protect yourself? Well, knowledge is power in this situation. You definitely want, in our Tampa Bay area, there's a service that's offered by the county. It's called Property Fraud Alert. Mm. So Hillsborough, Pinellas, Pasco for sure, and other counties here in the state. Just Google Property Fraud Alert and your county. And you can register your information so that if any document is recorded with your name on it in the clerk's office, you will get a notification. So finding out fast is step number one.
Yeah.
The other thing is go to your property appraiser website and just type in your address. It should say your name, or if you have it in a trust, or it should say what you think it should say.
Yeah.
And the last recorded deed should be the one where you purchased the home.
Right.
And if it's not, you need to contact the property appraiser's office or contact a real estate attorney, because something is happening. But other things to look out for: if you start getting weird mail in a name that is not your own and you've never seen before, start doing some digging and asking questions, because that shouldn't be just all of a sudden happening. And you really can't prevent someone from stealing your title if that's what they want to do, but you can stop it from going further than just a fake deed. Yeah. Because the end game for these criminals is that they're either going to try to sell your house to an unsuspecting third party, or I read another article, this woman tried to sell the same property to 7 different people simultaneously.
Wow.
Or they're going to try to take out loans against your home and leverage all of the equity, get a check, and then be in the wind.
Right, yeah. There's a lot of ways that this crime can be perpetrated, and the different reasons why, and some of the different strategies that these criminals will use. But if you do number one, go to your county property fraud alert. Just do a search for that.
Yes.
Google search and property fraud alert. You can sign up. That's the way you'll get a note. Have you ever signed up for Google alerts? You can put your name in there. You can put your name of your business or whatever, and you'll see alerts that pop up. Then you can get email directly to you. So that's step one. I appreciate that, Jenny. We're talking with Jenny Restrepo here as well from Insured Title Agency in Tampa Bay. Can help you with your title closings, real estate closings, and they do a great job with our real estate properties as well. Longtime friends of the program. So support the local economy by supporting the local area businesses associated with this show at consumerqb.com. That's our website. You can submit an email form there, consumerqb.com. So we're talking with Jenny about, you know, these different scenarios. So the Chief Justice in South Florida came out and hopefully this and said, hey, we're going to try to streamline this ownership rights. Let's help make it easier for homeowners to restore their, you know, natural rights, the home that they already own. So hopefully that happens, and then that may set some kind of precedent and get moved around all 67 counties.
That is the hope. And sometimes it has to start with one. It has to start somewhere. And if you want to read more about, if you want to read the entire article or just be in the know and keep up with the different kinds of things that are happening with title and with fraud, follow us on Facebook at Insured Title Agency, because that's where I post all of these stories. That's where this story is posted if you want to read more. But I'm always looking, especially before I come into the show, what's happening right now that consumers need to know about, and how can you protect yourselves?
Yeah, yeah. So at Insured Title Agency on Facebook.
Yes.
Follow there.
Yes.
And Consumer Quarterback Show, we'll look to try to share that as well, so it's on our page also. And we've got Jenny Restrepo here in studio. We did kind of the latest series we've had, as you mentioned, was true crime, some of these
yes.
different crime scenarios. Any other stories come to mind lately?
So the one that I mentioned, a Largo woman was arrested for essentially people were just giving her money. I don't have money to just give to anyone. So yeah. I guess if you have it, I don't know why you're just randomly giving it to someone. But
yeah.
unfortunately, you fall into these situations where maybe you met this person at church. Maybe you met this person through a friend. Maybe this person was recommended to you, or you have friends that invested with them and got a great return.
Yeah.
There's always a story behind it, but that's typically how these Ponzi schemes work.
Yep.
Is that the person has built a false reputation. But this woman tried to sell the same home to 7 different people at the same time.
Wow.
And these are all cash deals. Hmm. So it's money changing hands and real estate transactions that are circumventing the typical channels.
Yeah.
They're not going through an agent like Brandon and Keller Williams and the Platinum MVP team. They're not going to a title company like Insured Title Agency. They're not doing the proper due diligence, unfortunately, to ensure that I'm buying from the rightful owner.
Yeah.
And I would just say, look, if you want to invest and grow your wealth and you feel like real estate is the place that you want to do it, you should reach out to a professional, an agent. As a title company, we can't advise you on investments, but we can do that due diligence and do the title search and ensure that you are dealing with the correct owner who has all of the ownership rights, and that when you're purchasing this property that you think you're going to Airbnb or fix and flip, that you are getting exactly what you think you're getting. So
yeah.
that's how we can help you. And if you're in those kinds of transactions and you have those questions, of course, call us or call into the show and they can connect you to Insured Title. But don't try to go it alone thinking I'll save a couple $100, because you could lose tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars just for trying to save something up front.
Yeah, exactly. What did they say? Penny wise and dollar wise, or something like that. Dollar short, something along those
something
lines.
Something like that.
And what the thing is, when you look at the real estate business, there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of these different types of gimmicks too. People, you know, mm-hmm. we see that in our business too. Oh, we'll do a discounted commission or discounted this, or if you use this, our mortgage company with this, there's always fine print. And what happens is they basically lock you into doing future business with them in some cases. So it may look like, oh, well, I'm getting a discount. First of all, if they're doing a discount, especially on the listing side, I just taught this class again yesterday called Win with Sellers, and this comes up all the time. It's, you know, hey, Brandon, how do we compete with real estate agents or teams that are willing to cut their commissions? I say, well, that's an easy one. You know, if you're looking at typically a 3% commission, you know, people always want to beat up on the realtors about their commissions, right? So if you break down a 3% commission, 1% typically will go to taxes, you know, 1% is going to go to the broker, or at least, you know, my cut of a little bit of profit for being in business. And then, of course, that other 1% is going to be for marketing, signage, professional photography, spending money on helping the seller sell. So when people come in and say, oh, well, I'll do it for a 4% or, you know, two on each side, where are they cutting? Right, they're going to be cutting your marketing expenses. They're going to be cutting out the photography, the videos, the different types of marketing that you're going to need to maximize the exposure to get the property sold. So you'll see different gimmicks all over the place, and you just got to be smart about it.
You definitely have to be smart about it. I mean, when you're dealing in real estate, obviously it's a lot of money, and just think about it like anything else. Where is the cheapest, the best?
Right.
Other than the grocery store.
Yeah.
I fully support the grocery store. That's the cheapest.
There you go. Yeah.
But most of the time, you know, iPhone is the most popular phone. It's not the cheapest phone.
Right.
So you, in this situation, need to look at it like you're working with a seasoned professional person.
Yep.
You don't go to the doctor and negotiate how much you're going to pay for your surgery.
Right.
You don't go to your accountant and say, you know, I want you to do my tax returns and get me the best return, but I don't want to pay you for it.
Yeah.
So if you want to work with a seasoned professional, then the commission that you're paying is so that that person is best representing you,
yep.
best representing your interests, getting you top market value for your property, marketing it so you have limited days on market. If you want to do it yourself, you can. But I think you're going to end up leaving money on the table either way, because if you are selling yourself and then dealing with an agent, you don't know all of the ways to maneuver in that transaction.
Yeah, so. Yeah. You're gonna sell for less money than you could have with an agent. And, you know, the National Association of Realtors stats show that only 7% of all for sale by owners actually sell. And then of those 7% that do sell, about half, 50%, sell to a friend or family member. So that's another stat for you. But we're going to take a quick break. More with Jenny Restrepo here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, Insured Title Agency. Also, I got a clip I'm going to play regarding Tucker Carlson taking his show to Twitter now. Everybody's kind of wondering, hey, where's Tucker going to land? What's going to happen? He's taken his show that he's had for the last 6 years or so to Twitter. And it's kind of interesting to see some of the nuance and detail that was elaborated on this clip. So we're going to play that clip. And also more with Jenny Restrepo here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com.
Hey, everybody, it's your captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to my buddy, Brandon Rimes, a consumer quarterback. Sell, Brandon, sell.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894. Online at consumerqb.com.
Dennis Prager here for Brandon and Lindsay Rimes, owners of the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams. Buying, selling, investing in real estate, their nationwide Keller Williams network makes them the best team to work with. Sellers, have your property featured live on air, creating multiple offers. Buyers, leverage a unique system that gets your offer accepted, never overlooked. Call or text 813-750-0550, 813-750-0550, or consumerqb.com.
I want to give a special thanks to Satellite Phone Store. They just hooked me up with this beautiful satellite phone, and it's a gorgeous phone. It's a great device. It's a safety device as well. Think about it. If you're out on the boat 40, 50 miles out, maybe you're going hunting or you're going hiking in the woods somewhere, you run out of cell phone service, or who knows, maybe a possible terrorist attack. It's not like our politicians aren't entrenched in all this stuff going on overseas, all over the place, all over the world. Could be a terrorist attack. They could attack the power grid. They could attack the cell phones. Who knows what they're going to attack next. Sat123.com/REQB. Sat for satellite, sat123.com/REQB, like real estate quarterback.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
All right, welcome back. Brandon Rimes here, Consumer Quarterback Show, powered by the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty, part of the Keller Williams Sports and Entertainment Division for Keller Williams, and also the Luxury Division and Commercial as well. We do commercial real estate as well. We like to feature our real estate listings here on the program, and we got a property at 3413 Lake Palermo Road in Waimama. This is a beautiful property. It's in southeastern Hillsborough County, a little bit more rural, kind of that country feel out there. 3734 square feet. You got 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths. This is a beautiful Mediterranean style home located in a gated community, open concept kitchen, gourmet chef's kitchen, 3413 Lake Palermo Road in Waimama, Florida. One of our hot real estate listings from the Platinum MVP team at KW. 907 Crenshaw Lake Road is another one of our listings. This is acreage. If you're thinking about having a property and you want to have more land, this one has over 3 acres of land here. Ranch style farmhouse, 2425 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 3.5 baths. This is in Lutz, Florida, 907 Crenshaw Lake Road. You can see all of our listings, PlatinumMVPTeam.KW.com.
This is God's country.
All right, quick clip here.
Elon has come out and he gave him kind of a chilly response. So this has a lot of people talking. He says, on this platform, unlike the one-way street of broadcast, people are able to interact, critique, and refute whatever he or anyone may say. And of course, anything misleading will get community notes. Now, if you're not a Twitter native, Elon's tenure on Twitter has one very dramatic difference from old Twitter, and that's called community notes. That's where they don't remove content or censor it, but they do add notes to it that get voted up or down by users of the platform. And so you might see something from a Democrat nowadays that is absolutely a lie. And guess what? You'll see it in community notes. And that really offends the leftists that have never been subjected to this kind of critique.
So it's kind of interesting now. So you put out content. So where is Tucker going to take his show? What is he going to go to another network? It was an interesting kind of a play of events here that kind of came down the pike from Fox. But now that he's went to Twitter, they have these community notes sections. So that's going to be interesting to see how the community notes, and you can vote on it. So rather than just knocking people off or banning people like they did back prior to Elon's ownership. More free speech. More speech is better. I'm a big proponent of that. All right, so we're going to bring it back here to Jenny Restrepo, Insured Title Agency. What other topics do you think we need to get into, Jenny? And if not, I've got some other scams that we could talk about where people are, getting into these fraudulent situations.
Well, we can talk about wire fraud, even though it's an oldie but goodie.
Yeah.
We just had, it was, I think, last week I was in the office and a buyer was like, oh, I wired the money to something different. And it's like, no. So luckily for that client, she was able to get all of her money back. We stopped it fast enough. But not everybody is that lucky. And so when it comes to wiring money, we tell them over and over and over again, before you wire the funds, call our office number, the number you've been talking to and calling the entire time, the one that's published on our website, the one that's published on our Google business listing. Call that number.
Yeah.
Speak to the same person who you've been dealing with, who sounds the same on the phone, and read off the numbers one by one and confirm. So red flags there. If you wired your escrow deposit, the bank will never change in the middle. So if you wired your escrow deposit to Synovus, that's who we use, then when you are wiring your funds to close, it's going to be to Synovus. We are not going to change in the middle of a transaction on you.
It's not SV Bank, Silicon Valley Bank.
No, it is not. It is Synovus. Yeah. And we will never email them, especially not from a Gmail account. And
exactly. Yeah.
The email signatures are always going to look the same. The language is not going to change, even though if you're typically emailing with someone, you're not hearing that voice. But if it smells fishy, we would rather you call us 4, 5, 6 times before sending hundreds of thousands of dollars than just assume it'll be okay or it's fine. So before wiring funds, always call and confirm. And if something seems off, just think it is and call to verify.
Yep, that's a good point, Jenny. Speaking of SV Bank, the deal, so you remember they went out of business and First Citizens Bank bought them. The decision to acquire Silicon Valley Bank after its collapse has been a home run, quote, home run, said CEO Frank Holding, backed and sweetened by U.S. regulators. Of course, buyer taxpayer dollars going into these deals to help these companies that fail because they mismanaged their books and they didn't hire a person that managed the risk, but they did have the DEI manager for that. Results in a one-time gain of $9.8 billion for the North Carolina-based lender. So there you go. I mean, that says it in a nutshell. This company buys out SV Bank with help of the government and basically taxpayer dollars bailing out this failed bank, and they had profits of $9.5 billion. That is thievery right there. That's another way to steal money from Americans, and it's so frustrating when they do that.
The FDIC, though, is the organization that insures your deposits. So yep. that is the arm of the federal government that said every depositor in that bank was made whole. So me, average person who had my checking account there, I didn't lose any money.
Yep.
But one thing I thought was different about that situation than I had heard before is that the Silicon Valley Bank, the CEO, their investors, they were not bailed out. They were like, too bad, so sad, which is what they deserved because they were being too risky.
Yeah, it's interesting. And, this overall, though, what happens is you have consolidation. They're creating a bad climate for small banks, medium banks, and they're pushing up the big guys, propping up the big guys. Jenny Restrepo online at insured-title.com.
That's it.
Insured-title.com. Thanks, Jenny.
Thanks
great stuff today. Appreciate that. Coming up, we're going to be talking with our home security expert, Gunnar Brennicki, Guardian Protection here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Home security and automation coming up here. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com.
Thanks for listening to my daddy's show. Please make sure to send him all of your real estate deals and subscribe to the Consumer Quarterback Show podcast on iTunes and Spotify, or check out our YouTube channel. Have a blessed day.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894. Online at ConsumerQB.com. Listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, online at ConsumerQB.com. Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Call Brandon today at 813-917-1894.
All right, welcome back. Brandon Rimes here, Consumer Quarterback Show. We've got Gunnar Brenecki from Guardian Protection on the Consumer Quarterback Show coming up here in just a moment. Our home security automation expert. We're going to talk about Ring doorbells and their monthly special that they've got a promo going on. Coming up here in just a minute. Before we do, we want to feature our real estate listings. We always like to feature our properties live on air, and we help our sellers sell faster for more money. One of the highest list price to sell price ratios in all of Tampa Bay with our real estate listings. 3058 Mildred Drive, Palm Harbor, Florida. This is a lake property on a canal, access to Lake Tarpon. 1,380 square feet, three bedrooms, two baths. You got a beautiful corner lot location, granite countertops, wood accent walls, and you have a backyard dock on the canal leading out to Lake Tarpon, the largest lake in all of Tampa Bay, really the largest lake in South Central Florida, that is. Beautiful pool, screened-in pool. Great property on Mildred Drive in Palm Harbor. We just did a price reduction on that property as well. Beautiful home there. 14 Baywood Drive. This is another listing that we've got here in Tampa Bay. This is a waterfront community. You have access to the Gulf of Mexico from a community boat ramp with boat docks. This is 2,913 square feet, four bedrooms, three bath. 14 Baywood Drive in Palm Harbor, Florida. Beautiful Pinellas County. This is completely remodeled three-story home. Wood-burning fireplace in the living room. Vaulted ceilings, pool, screened-in back porch. Waterfront community at 14 Baywood Drive, Palm Harbor, Florida. You can see all of our listings at platinummvpteam.kw.com. All right, doing a quick shout out for our friend over at Heights Softwash, Ramin Kazami. He has a beautiful, awesome company here in Tampa Bay, Heights Softwash in Tampa Bay. They will beautify your properties. They do, of course, the home, the fences, driveways. HeightsSoftWash.com. Let them know the real estate quarterback sent you. HeightsSoftWash.com. And let them know the real estate quarterback sent you. Take them up on those special offers. All right, Gunnar, welcome back to the program, my friend.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Looking forward to catching up with you. So home security, automation, this is a big, kind of a big hot button item for a lot of families these days.
Absolutely. And as you and I have spoken about a few times, you know, having basic security, covering the doors, windows, perimeters, things like that is very important. But, you know, nothing makes you feel safer than being able to see and hear what's going on, you know, right from your smartphone or tablet any time of day, 24/7, with those outdoor cameras and doorbells and such.
Yeah, I love it. I love the system that we had installed and just that peace of mind knowing that, hey, that, you know, I'm checking out the backyard. I can see the live feed. Here's what things look like. I love that accessibility to your smartphone. It's just awesome.
100%. I mean, today I had my cleaners come while I was out of the house, and I was able to see that they were there, and I could unlock the door right from the same screen I was watching them from, right on my smartphone app with my Guardian Home app. So convenience is key.
Yeah, convenience and, you know, that peace of mind that you have. Now, when you look at home security, this is also linked in. These systems can be linked to the fire stations, the police as well?
Absolutely. Professionally monitored 24/7. So if something happens, an occurrence, if you press the panic button for fire, we call the fire department and just send them directly to you. Same with the police, if you press the panic button for that. And then obviously if the alarm goes off, we're going to give you a phone call, make sure it's not a false alarm by accident. But if either we can't get a hold of you or we call you and you say, no, you're not home, you don't know what's going on, we would then dispatch the police for you there as well.
Yeah, that's big. That's big. And we've noticed crime rates spiking, you know, especially in a lot of big cities. And I know you guys are covering multiple states, multiple areas. Are you noticing, you know, an uptick in crime in certain areas of your coverage?
Yeah, I think everybody is. You know, we cover a large portion of the eastern United States. And I think we've seen a huge uptick everywhere. And everybody wants to feel safe and protected. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, having the basic security system, if that's all that you want to need to feel safe, that's great. But I think the real sensibility behind it is having those cameras, because not only does it make you feel safe, but also they are such a deterrent for someone who is, you know, scoping out a neighborhood. If they're going down the block and they see a bunch of security signs, that's great. But if they see a security sign and an outdoor camera and a video doorbell, you know, that just all the more amplifies their desire to find somewhere else to target.
Right on.
And like I said, we've had a video doorbell for going on probably 5 or 6 years now. But we, with our partnership through Alarm.com, we recently released a wireless battery-powered video doorbell, because so many homes these days either have a wire that's defunct, doesn't work anymore, it's not reliable, or many homes even don't have a wire to all the doors that you would want a video doorbell at. Such as my home, you know, the front door, I have a hardwired video doorbell, but we have a side door that 50% of people who come to our house go to that door just because the way our layout is. And we were able to put a wireless one there. That way, no matter which door, which access point someone's coming to, we can see them as they approach, because we have our perimeter guard set up. So it detects their motion, sends us a quick screenshot of that person walking up, and then we can live look in, speak to them, see them, and they can speak right back to us right through that My Guardian Home app.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. There's a lot of applications for that, you know, deliveries, you know, the kids coming home from school. I remember seeing a video a couple years ago now, but the doorbell caught this perp that was trying to, you know, kidnap a kid as they were coming home from school.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. You know, my children are latchkey kids at this point. So when they get off the bus, they run up the driveway. My doorbell catches them when they're about 15 feet off of our front porch. So, you know, at that point, my phone buzzes. I see them walking in the front door. They use our smart keypad to unlock the door, and then they go to our control panel and unlock or disarm the alarm system. I mean, it's that simple that a 12-year-old can do it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. And if you just joined us, we're talking with Gunnar Brenecki from Guardian Protection, our home security automation expert here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. And you can reach out to the program if you'd like to connect, 727-263-3707. You can call or text that line. You may want to text the word security or home automation, 727-263-3707, online at consumerqb.com. There's also an email form on our website, consumerqb.com. And Gunnar, you guys, are you doing also, you know, not only just residential, but also businesses, commercial?
Absolutely. We partner with a lot of small businesses, a lot of chains. We even have a national accounts department, and we definitely will take on some small commercial business as well. We can handle pretty much any gambit of the spectrum.
Yeah, that's great, man. Good to hear it. What about you know, any recent success stories? I know you did have a promo also going on.
Yeah, we do. And you know, we've been talking quite a bit about the video doorbell and cameras. Our promotion this month is pretty awesome. It's buy one, get one free, and that's any mix or match of our video devices. So it can be an indoor camera, an outdoor camera, a hardwired video doorbell, or that wireless video doorbell. You buy one, you get a second one for free. And you can even stack that if you want to buy two and get two. If you want to buy three, get three. You know, up to whatever your internet can handle, we want you to have the video coverage that you need for your home. And we're here to help you with that.
Yeah, what are some of the other hot points that you'll talk to whenever you're talking to prospects or even clients? What are some of the other, you know, maybe misnomers? I know in the real estate space, sometimes people have this common misnomer of, I've got to have 20% down to buy a home, right? What do you find in your space that's kind of a, you know, a consumer tip there?
Yeah, so especially when you talk to people who are looking at like DIY systems, they tend to overkill sometimes, right? Especially when it comes to equipment, because they just aren't thinking about the facts of what are your vulnerable points of your home? And just because something looks vulnerable doesn't mean that it would actually be used by a burglar, because you may feel like it's an easy way to get in, but if it makes too much noise or if it's too visible, a burglar wouldn't even think about it. So when we're out there talking to you about that, we want to point out those situations, especially if someone thinks they need to put a sensor on every single entryway, window, second floor, third floor. We want to help them realize, can we do that? Sure. If that's what's going to give you peace of mind, we will do whatever you want. But in reality, we want to talk to you about what burglars actually do in the studies that we take all the studies very seriously. And, you know, 60% of burglaries occur right through the front door. That's the largest chunk of the pie. Now, the other doors are definitely good ways to get in, and a window here and there. But most time, a burglar wants to walk up, ring a doorbell, make sure no one's home, kick it in, walk through, shut it behind them, be in there, do their business, and get right back out. It's quick. They can, you know, just about, as long as they're not knocking off the hinges, they can make it look like nothing happened once they get inside and until they're ready to leave. So definitely during our consultations, we talk to customers about the reality of their weaknesses and what to actually cover, and to make sure they aren't just wasting their money on things that will never happen. But like I said, if that's what's going to give someone peace of mind, we'll do as much and as big of a lockdown as they want in their home. But we want them to be safe, secure, and still be able to go buy another gallon of gas to get to work.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. We're talking with Gunnar Brenecki here, Guardian Protection Home Security Automation. One of the other kind of schemes that I've heard, Gunnar, is that sometimes some of these crooks will actually utilize these hunting cameras that are motion activated. They'll put them in their shrubs, or they'll stick them in a place where, you know, you may not see it as the homeowner, and then they can kind of go back and pick it up after a week or two, and then they'll kind of figure out what your patterns are. You know, oh, okay, every day at 8:30 this person leaves the home, and we see them coming home at 5:30. Have you seen or heard about those types of strategies from these crooks?
So I haven't heard of that one particularly, but it doesn't surprise me. I mean, you think about it, we each have our craft, our skills, our trades, and burglary is their skill and craft and trade. And just as we perfect ours, they're perfecting theirs and trying to find new cutting edge ways to get around all the things that we can put forward. So, I mean, it's a scary thought, but it doesn't surprise me one bit that someone would do that to try to figure out your routines.
Yeah.
And the only thing I can think of is the best way to combat that is to have eyes on your home when you're not there, right? I mean, that's all you can do in that situation.
Yeah, you know, there was this interesting movie or documentary that I saw. It was a movie about out in Hollywood where people would go into celebrities' homes. These kids were going into celebrities' homes, and I forgot the name of it, but it was really interesting because they would go into like Paris Hilton's house. They'd watch online on social media. Oh, I'm going to be promoting something in Vegas this week or this weekend. Mm-hmm. Great. They would go to their house, you know, and they robbed them, and they would take so much stuff, purses and this and that, and, you know, jewelry. They wouldn't even know that it's gone. You know, Paris Hilton or someone like that.
Yeah, that's crazy. And yeah. I mean, just the world we live in, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting.
You know, just recently, one of my consultants down in Florida, he actually has a customer that had a second home up in Wisconsin, and they went through the whole layout. They did a virtual consultation for their home in Wisconsin, and one of their big things was they wanted cameras. And literally within 48 hours of having that camera installed, they got a video recording, 3 a.m., a person jiggling on their door handle, trying to get in and going down and doing the same thing to other cars in the parking lot and driveways on their street. And, you know, the big deterrent that you can even see them look at the camera is that outdoor camera has a whistle that'll do. And once it whistles, it blinks a red LED light so that you know that camera is there.
Oh,
but
wow.
Yeah, huge deterrent from that. And the nice thing is they shot the consultant a nice thank you text message afterwards, you know, and describe the whole situation. I mean, there's nothing better than helping someone like that. And wow, the amazing amount of luck that we got in there right when we did for that to happen just, you know, 48 hours later.
Yeah, that is. I actually just looked it up. The movie was called The Bling Ring, also known as the Hollywood Hills burglar brunch. So they had, it was a group of seven teenagers and young adults based in around this California city, convicted of multiple thefts. But yeah, that was the one I was referring to. Yep. So Gunner, final thoughts back to you. Final thoughts. How do they connect with you? And maybe a final parting words of wisdom.
Yeah. So to connect with us, you can always go on our website, guardianprotection.com. You can always give us a phone call on our direct line at 1-800-PROTECT. And please take advantage of the promotion this month. I mean, it's an incredible one. Any type of a video device you want, buy one, get one, any mixer match, and we can keep on stacking that until you feel safe and have your entire perimeter covered and watched over. Again, I appreciate the time, and it's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Absolutely. GuardianProtection.com, 800-PROTECT, Gunner Bronecki, Guardian Protection. Thanks so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Likewise. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I've got Alex Lima as well joining me in studio. We're going to touch on some current events happening here in Tampa Bay. Of course, the open border. There's more crime and fentanyl and drugs coming across the border and more coming up here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com.
Hey, I'm Ken Shamrock, and you're here with Consumer Quarterback Show. And I say, Brandon Rimes, knock out your competition.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894. Online at consumerqb.com.
Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider who shares your values. They offer the very best nationwide coverage on 4G and 5G LTE networks and exceptional 100% U.S.-based customer support. Patriot Mobile offers discounts for veterans and first responders, NRA members, and families with multiple lines. Learn more at patriotmobile.com/consumerqb. That's patriotmobile.com/consumerqb. Or if you'd like to give us a call, you can reach out at 727-263-3707. That's 727-263-3707. And we'd be happy to tell you more about Patriot Mobile.
Selling commercial or residential property? Don't leave money on the table. List with the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. I'm Brandon Rimes. Reach me at 813-670-7372 or PlatinumMVPTeam.com.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
All right, Brandon Rimes here with Alex Lima in studio. I wanted to have Alex jump in the seat with me so we could talk a little bit about this open southern border, some of the different things in the news, and kind of catch up on a little bit of a current events, things happening out there. The first clip I want to play is of this Trump town hall on CNN going into enemy territory. Is Trump on the CNN town hall?
Former President Donald Trump held his first town hall of the election cycle last night in New Hampshire on CNN. Here to discuss is Daily Wire reporter Amanda Prestigiacomo. So, Amanda, let's dive right into this town hall. What were some of the key takeaways from last night?
Well, in his first engagement with the liberal media since leaving office, Trump seemed relaxed and prepared, less combative than we've seen him in the past. The first 20 minutes of the town hall were dedicated to Trump's claims about the 2020 election and January 6th. Trump repeatedly said that the election was stolen from him and he wouldn't budge on that. In another moment, he sparked some applause and laughter from the crowd when he pulled out sheets of paper from his coat pocket to challenge CNN's Caitlin Collins with regard to his actions on January 6th.
Oh, let me pull it out. I have to pull it out.
Well, if you look at on January 5th, the day before, I said, please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful. If you look January 6th, it's at 2:30. I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful.
Look, if when it comes to the 2020 election, even if you don't say, oh, well, these machines were part of it, even if that's false. And then if you look at, the ballot harvesting from, it's on tape. If you watch this show called 2000 Mules, the documentary, rather, with Catherine Engelbreit, with her nonprofit that's called True the Vote with Dinesh D'Souza, even if you just discount all of the ballots that were stuffed, then they got them on video doing it.
Yeah.
And cell phone pings and everything, right? Even if you throw those two things things out, the election was still rigged based on just simply the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop and the collusion between Twitter, FBI, all the different agencies, right? I mean, there's multiple ways that this election was rigged, not just throwing out those two.
It looks really bad, man. You know, and it's like with anything, Trump obviously has deep pockets, so he can fight this more than the average person can. But, you know, like yeah. a lot of times they say, you know, when you want to get something done, it's hard work. What's that like the catchphrase? It's like, man, it takes an act of Congress to get things done.
Right.
Well, what happens when Congress is the problem, though?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. There's a lot of negatives. You know, that town hall thing was very impressive, actually, to watch. Especially considering the circumstances, he has this, you know, this bogus charge against him or yep. whatever, you know, from something that occurred in the 90s that I don't fully understand, because how do you clear someone of rape charges, you know,
yeah, exactly.
of violating another human being,
yep.
but you still can get them for defamation as if they still attack the human?
How does that work? Award them $5 million.
Are you clear of the charge? Are you clear of the charge? You just right. said you're clear of the charge.
Yeah, and she said on tape that she didn't even know what year it was. I mean, dude, in how many of these different things—the Russia hoax, the you know, the Biden laptop, you know—and these are all involving collusions. But I wanted to move to something else too. But yeah, because that was, he handled himself well with an antagonistic moderator again. You know, she's constantly interrupting him. And those things right there. But I want to move on to one of my other favorite topics right now is Tucker yeah. Carlson.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. You often hear people say the news is full of lies, but most of the time that's not exactly right. Much of what you see on television or read the New York Times is in fact true in the literal sense. You could pass one of the media's own fact checks. Lawyers would be willing to sign off on it. In fact, they may have. But that doesn't make it true. It's not true. At the most basic level, the news you consume is a lie of the stealthiest and most insidious kind. Facts have been withheld on purpose, along with proportion and perspective. You are being manipulated.
Read between the lines of what he's saying, and you see it echoed also in Elon's statement. He called broadcast media a one-way street. He's saying on Twitter, you can interact with the content that is published there, which is true. What this might mean is a tectonic shift away from what we have all known and grown up with and seen on the nightly news, that the broadcast media will dominate, will not anymore necessarily.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Fox is losing record numbers of viewers. Tucker's moving to Twitter now. And it's true, you know, what he's saying. If you look at, you know, the news media, it's full of lies, misrepresentations, half-truths, holding in certain facts but holding other facts back. I mean, we've seen it multiple times over and over again, Alex.
Yeah, so, you know, Twitter, since Elon took over, is dubbed the free speech platform.
Yeah.
It's the only one that, like, it's you can legit, like, as of this moment, can have actual free speech. Because the reality is, and I challenge every listener, everybody watching, to look up the definition of propaganda.
Yeah.
And really, with that seed in your head,
yeah,
understand what propaganda is, because that's what all of these news outlets, magazines, news channels, social media platforms, that's what they become. They're propaganda machines. Look who is funding these and who yep. is backing these. There is a hidden agenda constantly.
Then here's the last clip I'm going to play.
Committee Republicans led by Chairman James Comer laid out details from bank records that show how President Biden's family benefited from an alleged international influence peddling scheme. The records show that members of Biden's family took in as much as $10 million from operatives in China and Romania while Biden served as former President Obama's vice president. Here's Chairman Comer.
Instead of being honest with the American people, President Biden has claimed since the 2020 election that his family has not received money from China.
So, you know, and it's just a tale of two justice systems, right? They're going after Trump over these petty charges, these made up back decades ago. And then, of course, it's right out there in the plain open sight with the Hunter laptop and these other quotes. 30 seconds.
I mean, what do you have to do to catch a charge? Like, yeah. what does he have to do to be at least investigated? He's yeah. not even being investigated.
Right.
I don't understand that. How does that yeah. happen? If I did something, I wouldn't do anything on that scale. I'm not capable of doing anything
of
on that
us.
Scale.
Yeah.
But you do anything, you're at least investigated.
Right.
Like, what's up here? You know, yeah. what's? I don't understand how this is supposed to work, man. So that's It's pretty bad when you don't have confidence and trust in your current leadership.
We've lost it. Yeah, we've lost it. The studies show that. The surveys show that. Government statistics. I mean, the CDC, the FDA, what we went through with the pandemic, the lockdowns, the mandates, you know, mandating. Our government has lost a lot. Yeah,
we'll have to circle
respect.
Back. But did you hear about the Canadian Prime Minister apologizing for the lockdowns?
Oh, wow.
We'll talk about that off air. I want to get that.
Awesome.
To you.
All right. Find Alex online, Black Belt Fitness and Martial Arts. Yep. And thank you again for hanging out with us on the Consumer Quarterback Show. We want you to go out there and consider that random act of kindness. Do something kind for one another and be a force for good in the community. ConsumerQB.com. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes. Whether it's real estate, consumer, or financial advice, let Brandon call your next play. Call Brandon Rimes at 813-917-1894. That's 813-917-1894. Online at consumerqb.com. And join us next time for The Consumer Quarterback Show.